and not acknowledging God as king in Bethlehem,
yes,
not only impact the older people that have wives and children,
yeah,
but impact also the young people. We could sit here and some young ones would say, okay, good, I'm not Elimelech, I don't have a wife, I don't have kids, I don't have to worry about me going to Moab. But before we go there, and I think we have mentioned already that there was a young man in Bethlehem, there was a young man in Bethlehem in chapter 17 who has the genealogy and the heritage. He was the great-grandson of Moses. A nice young man in a nice atmosphere. Let me make a clear application to us. His parents are in the meeting. They brought him up under the word of God. They taught him the ways of God. Everything is fine. And what happened? He decided, well, that's not good enough for me. I got to get out of this little village, Bethlehem. I got to find some big, nice place to go. And he left. And him and his genealogy after that, they became the priests of idols to the house of the tribe of Dan. So here it is, where everything was given into the hand of a young man. But because he did not acknowledge Jesus as Lord in his life, he did not acknowledge the Lordship of Christ, he went straight and became an idol, a priest of idols. That's what happened to a young man. But when you come to chapter 19, because somebody might say, well, okay, these are the young men. They do stuff like that. But how about the young ladies? In chapter 19, it was a young lady from Bethlehem in verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young lady in Bethlehem that have went and committed immorality. Again, living in Bethlehem in the house of bread. But when we do not acknowledge God as king, not only that the older one are going to impact, not only the young men are going to impact, but even the young ladies. And almost the whole tribe was wiped out of the children of Israel as a result of the sin, as a result of the immorality. We're living in a days, and we have heard that, where these things, this immorality, is becoming a way of life. You are bombarded with it. You see it every day. You hear it at school. You hear it at work. It's just that's the way people are doing things. That's just the way life is. There's nothing strange anymore about that. People are not shocked. People don't get their face red when they read stuff like that or hear stuff like that. That's just, they joke about it. It's funny. It's just, that's the way it is. Absolutely not. It's a destruction. And it destroyed the nation of Israel. It destroyed, wiped out almost the whole tribe. The consequences of those kind of sins are horrible,
are horrible,
and we need to keep that in mind. It is destruction, and it's a warning lesson for the young and for the old alike. Watch and run away from it. It brings destruction.
And this is where I want to touch, Emil, is the running away. So now, what does it mean to us as Christians, right? So we have said, in order provision of bread, I have to trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I have to submit to His authority. But you see, when you come to the light of New Testament, you're going to see all these things developing in 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians deal with these two matters. Immorality and idolatry. And He gives them one word to tell them. Flee from fornication. That's the first part. The second part of 1 Corinthians 10, flee. The same answer. That if I am under the authority of the Lord Jesus, He's going to give me instruction and direction.
Mm-hmm.
That in certain occasions, I'm going to have to run away. I mean, why do we complicate matters? You play with fire, you're going to be burned. You don't run away from these things like this young man. He should have run away. If you don't run away from these things, listen, dear brother, dear sister, there is no one that's too big for sin. No one that's too big for sin. When we talk about these things, you know what? And it's not a subject that you want to talk about. But it's real because it's in the scripture. But when you talk about these things, they are happening to older men and young men and older sisters and young sisters. What is the solution? Yes, I could say, well, read the word of God. Amen. You have to read because this is where you get the instruction. But the simple English, forgive my weak English, but the simple English is, you run as fast as possible. Can it happen? Absolutely happen. Joseph fled outside. It can happen. Why? Because the Spirit of God will give you the energy, the speed you need for you to run fast. And listen, young and old alike, if I would think it's not going to affect me, or I can resist it for this up to here, I can stop over here, I have the will to do whatever I want to do, you are fooling yourself. You are fooling yourself. The only answer that this is the Apostle Paul is giving is you run away. Brothers and sisters, we have to learn in the school of God when to stand, when to hold fast, when to resist, and we have to learn in the school of God when to run quick.
Mm-hmm. Because there are people with their...
Because 22, pardon me.
Read the verse, brother.
It says, that's part of it, flee youthful lusts. Now, I'm not young anymore. I'm 76 years old. Does it apply to me? Absolutely.
Applies to everybody.
Yes. I can't say, well, that's only for young people, but for me. It's an excuse, nothing else.
You don't look that old.
You don't mind that.
I told him that earlier.